In this practice, take a seat where you are grounded, at ease, and seated with dignity in this human form halfway between heaven and earth. Allow your eyes to close and take a few breaths to center yourself. Breathe gently. As you sit quietly, let yourself reflect and remember a most inspiring person, someone you know or have seen or read about, someone who inspires the best in you, who carries the value of life, the courage and dignity that's possible for humanity. Picture them. Visualize them. It could be the mothers of the plaza in Argentina who came out every day to demonstrate against the dictatorship, no matter what happened to them, who carried the spirit of the Argentine freedom through a dark period. It could be Nelson Mandela, walking out of Robben Island prison after 27 years with such graciousness and compassion. It could be a grandmother that you know, or a doctor or healthcare worker, a dedicated teacher, or a friend. As you remember this inspiring being, imagine you can sense their presence. You can hear their voice, or in some way let them become alive to you, and feel their spirit. Know that your connection to them is because the same spirit resides in you, the spirit of courage, of compassion, and magnanimity can be admired in these others because it resonates with the same spirit that you carry in your own heart. As you sit quietly, sense this. Reflect on and sense the Bodhisattva within you. And as you do, begin to allow the voice inside, the still small voice or the lion's roar, in whatever way it would manifest, to speak to you from your heart and say, "This is my highest intention. In the difficulties where I find myself now, in the midst of this struggle and pain, I set the compass of my heart. I hear from deep inside my highest intention." And let yourself sit and listen. It is as if you are willing to take a vow. "I vow in the midst of all these difficulties too." And you can know. Reflect, take your time. Your heart will answer. You can carry the lamp of this vow because you become the lamp. You are the lamp. Feel the light of this intention within you. Know that you can remember it, reaffirm it, and return to it. And feel your kinship with the inspired being who helped you remember, as if you could bow to one another and say, yes, this is how we will live. Breathe gently and sense how you will carry the lamp of this intention back into the world of your difficulty and how it will illuminate and guide you. And when this practice is completed and you open your eyes, find a piece of paper and write your highest intention on it. Fold it and place it somewhere where you can honor it and remember it. And remember that you do not simply carry the lamp, you become the lamp.